Good morning. From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this morning's edition of An Eye on the Sky. We wake up to an increasing northwest wind. Nothing too strong just yet, but it will become quite gusty today. Temperatures are on the mild side, generally near or above the freezing mark, a few colder spots, especially through New York State. The remnants of last night's rain and snow still lingering across parts of New Hampshire, but the storm itself is generally moving out. However, the cold front that brought the moisture is now kind of hooking up with a storm system that's off to the east of New England, and as it increases in strength, we're going to see some rather gusty winds develop. There was a fair amount of rain across southeastern parts of New Hampshire. The Weather Service does have a flood watch out there, but that will expire this afternoon. Most of that rain has moved out. The storm that is strengthening also will help some clearing skies so that west of the Green Mountains will see increasing amounts of sunshine. Meanwhile, any spotty sprinkles of rain or wet snow in New Hampshire will be tapering off. The slow movement of the storm system means a slow transition in terms of the cloud cover, so it looks like a lot of clouds lingering through New Hampshire right on through the day. Now tonight, as the strengthening storm to our east lifts up into the Canadian Maritimes, moisture wrapping around the storm will support numerous clouds, and that means that with those clouds out there, it won't get all that cold tonight, 20s to around 30, but the clouds will start moving out fairly quickly tomorrow. I think we'll see lots of sunshine by, say, mid-morning or so, west of the Green Mountains and south of about Route 4. Then those clouds across the northern Green and White Mountains will move out midday and afternoon with some sunshine during the afternoon for northern sections. Winds will gust 30 to 40 miles per hour out of the northwest, and that'll hold temperatures mostly in the 40s, even a few upper 30s in the far north. Some of the warmer southern valleys might get to 50 degrees. As we get into Saturday night, rather than clearing out, there's a system that's now moving across the Dakotas. As it heads eastward, it will be weakening. This will bring clouds back into the picture tomorrow night, and possibly a few brief light rain or snow showers extending into the first part of Sunday. The best chance will be mainly from the Adirondacks and Route 2 south, and rather spotty once you get east of the Green Mountains. As we get into Sunday, that system will be moving out, so we anticipate any sprinkles of either rain or wet snow will quickly end. Some clearing is expected, and that means so some periods of sunshine, along with seasonably cold air, daytime generally in the 40s, close to 40 far north, near 50 far south. We'll dip back into the 20s for Sunday night as it clears out, and it looks like a very pleasant day on Monday, mainly in the 40s once again. Before a storm system poorly organized gets going over us, we may have a longer stretch of some rain and wet snow starting on Tuesday, lingering into Wednesday, and as it turns colder, Wednesday night and Thursday, it may become primarily snow, especially over the higher terrain, so we'll have to watch that system and see how it develops. Meanwhile, let's get back to the forecast details, starting out with partly sunny skies through New York and the St. Lawrence Valley, and increasing sun from the Green Mountains west, mostly cloudy east, any spotty snow or rain showers in New Hampshire ending, and a bit of sun developing, mainly this afternoon. Highs mostly in the 40s, near 50 in the warmer valleys west and south, northwest winds increasing, gusting 25 to 35 miles per hour this afternoon. Tonight, any snow or rain showers in New Hampshire ending, periods of clouds increasing though. Lows will drop mostly into the 20s, a few low 30s in the warmer valleys. And then Saturday, morning clouds giving way to sunshine, mainly in the afternoon through the northern Green and White Mountains. Blustery and cool, highs in the 40s, upper 30s far north, near 50 in the southern valleys. Winds gusting up to 45 miles per hour east of the Green Mountains. Saturday night, clear, giving way to increasing clouds and a few spotty snow and rain showers, mostly from the Adirondacks and Route 2 south, isolated to the east, lows 20s to low 30s. And Sunday, Easter, any early snow showers will end, periods of clouds breaking for a mix of sun and clouds, and temperatures again in the 40s with some brisk northwest winds, not as windy as today and Saturday. That's the weather story from the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury. Make it a great day. I'm meteorologist Mark Breen with An Eye on the Sky.